Most people don't realize how much of their personal information is bought and sold every day. Data brokers are making billions pulling details about you from public records and the internet, then packaging and selling it, usually without your consent. That's how your information lands in the hands of scammers, spammers, and even stalkers. It's why you get endless robocalls and why ads seem to follow you everywhere. That's where Aura comes in. Aura actively removes your data from broker sites and keeps it off. They also instantly alert you if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. But Aura goes beyond data protection. With one app, you get a VPN, antivirus, password manager, spam call protection, dark web monitoring, and even up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, all backed by 24/7 US-based fraud support. Other companies might sell you just credit monitoring or a VPN. Aura gives you all of it, together, at the same price competitors charge for just one service. Start your free trial today at aura.com/protected. Protect yourself now at aura.com/protected.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Hello. It is a mighty Monday here in New York City. We're coming to you live from the Gas Digital Studios. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, saying welcome to the Morning Zoo, and thanks so much for tuning in. Across the table from me, two very funny young men joining us for the first time in a long time. Very glad to have him. Recently did a show with him at Littlefields in Brooklyn. Old friend of the show, Boris Hyken. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. That morning opening tune got me in a fine mood.
Thank you. Shout out to John Brennan and the Big Feet.
Very good. Nice work.
Really, really great guy. Used to do all the music for the Joe Bob Briggs show on Shudder. Now he does Up All Night on YouTube and a few other projects coming. I think we're going to do a movie together soon. And next to him from Super Selly Joe's, one of my besties, it's Alex Tomaselli. How you doing, man?
I'm well, man. Good to see you.
Great to see you. Let's knock plugs out of the way. Boris, what do you want people to check out?
They can check out online on Instagram at the Boris K, and I'll be in Vegas July somewhere around like 8th through 11th during Freedom Fest.
Fantastic. Alex?
Just follow me on Instagram at Silly Selly and check out the podcast Super Selly Joe's I do with Joe Gorman. Yeah.
Phenomenal. Instagram Zach is not funny. punchup.live/ZachAmico for all my tickets. I'm going on tour this week. That's right. Myself and my younger brother, Crack Amico, June the 4th, Michigan City, June the 5th. South Bend, Indiana, June the 6th, Kalamazoo, Michigan, and June the 7th, Whoop Whoop, Detroit, full comedy show and then a concert. Come hang out. See you, boys. And if you enjoy the program, head over to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O. You save a little bit of money. You get your ads, your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from the last decade. And you get our Friday bonus episode. Also, adding to my dates, I did just get a call from some wicked clowns. Whoop, whoop. Looks like somebody's coming back, possibly. Got to work it all out for their third gathering of the Juggalos.
Hell yeah, dude.
So for those of you enjoying me, see you there. For those of you there that hate my comedy... Ha ha. Go fuck yourselves. They hired me again. It should be super fun, and I hope to see you guys out there. It's the party of the year. All right, boys. We got some... No, please.
I was going to say, there's like comedy snobs at the Juggalo Fest.
Oh, yeah. They complain. It's a lot of people. So the first year I was there, I had to do 45, and it was at 1 in the morning outside.
Well, yeah, that's horrible.
And they were a little restless, and I had to use teacher voice.
They were like, we want Alana Glazer.
Yeah. They would just wanted to yell shit and be animals. Yeah. I get that's their prerogative. But I was like, hey, guys, you know, there's people here that do want to see the show, and you're ruining it for them. And
they responded well to that and apologized.
The next year when they announced me, they were like, yo, this motherfucker yelled at us. He's a fucking piece of shit. He's not funny at all. And then, like, they just keep bringing me back. But, hey, who knows? And it's a great, it's really fun. Everybody has a tough run. Yeah, I've seen, like, established famous rappers two songs in go, nah, fuck this. Like, guys that are just, like, some of them are in on it. And they know, like, Waka Flocka Flame came out with the shit on, like, the makeup. Uh-huh. And he was just going nuts.
Yeah, he's with it. Yeah, no, he's Waka Flocka Flame is tapped into white people in a weird way. Yeah.
But some of the like older like underground rappers, they'll go up and like people are throwing shit. They'll be like, one more person throws, and they go, I'm leaving, and then just boom, like eight more things come, and then just people are furious. Like, yo, he only did two songs. Like, yeah, stop throwing shit at his head.
Are they, like, heckling, or that's just how they have a good time? Explain the culture to me here.
It's, you know what? It's trial by fire.
Yeah.
If you get through it, they love you.
Okay.
And if you make it a party, but if you get upset, that's when they turn.
Yeah, it's like a daycare center.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can't give in to the kids.
Yeah, they're having a good time, but also, please realize, they're cooking in the sun for 5 days on drugs. And a lot of them traveled there not by an airplane. Uh-huh. And it is not a access, like, it's the woods.
Yeah. Where is it?
It's been in Ohio, but this year it is in Missouri. And I'm very excited. I think I'm going to go up a day early because it is about 20 minutes from Branson. And I want to go see Yakov Smirnoff's residency.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
He has a theater in Branson that he does every day.
Yep, yep. There's a great comic that I think opens for him, Adam Yesner.
I believe so, yeah. And it's so fun. It's like literally like the same menu every day, and I think the trays are magnetic. So I think they just hose the place down in between shows. It's like that. It's like a medieval times.
Wow. He's got a lot in common with the Juggalos.
Yeah.
They should do, Yakov Smirnoff at the Gathering.
I would love that.
That would be amazing.
Because for a few years they were getting like higher, like, but people would complain, be like, yo, we had Charlie Murphy. And I'm like, fucking get him again. I dare you.
Yeah. Well,
but they've had like Norton, they had Gilbert, they had Bobcat. And so I think they want to see a famous person.
Yeah.
More than they want to see comedy.
Yeah. I'd love to see like Gallagher at the Gathering.
Just smash his
Faygo bottles.
Yeah, he would do well. He would actually do. The Faygo thing is fun. It's so much fun. At the end of ICP, they call it Faygo Armageddon. Uh-huh. And because they have pallets of cases.
Yeah.
And dye it so that it doesn't stain.
Is Faygo owned by like Coca-Cola or something like that?
No, it is just a cheap ass. They don't even have a deal with them. They just buy it. Faygo refuses to represent them. They think it's bad for them.
But they won't give up on Faygo.
Yeah, they're dedicated to it. And they buy diet so that it doesn't stain.
That's all I know Faygo for, too. Like, I don't know them for anything else.
They'll bring up, like, the VIP ticket holders and let them all come on stage and, like, just destroy the rest of the pallets.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking fun, dude.
Mm. I love that.
And, like, they're so good. Like, the guys in the band are so good at, like, I've seen them hit the back of the venue. Like, shake up the bottle and then boot it.
Yeah.
And it they're good. They know their business.
The guys in the band, they're touring otherwise, right? Like outside of this?
Oh, yeah. They're all, they tour all year.
Yo, they talk about wealth disparity in this country, the distance between those band members and that audience.
You know,
that's got to be crazy.
They're pretty good to the, they keep things pretty affordable.
Yeah.
I was surprised. It's the last place I've seen a t-shirt for $25.
Mm. All right.
At a concert?
At a concert.
That's fucking nuts. Yeah. Concerts t-shirts are like 50 now. Mm-hmm.
Easily, yeah.
And they keep it pretty affordable for the kids.
How much are tickets to the whole shebang?
To the festival, they're a couple hundred. To a regular show, I think they keep them under a hundo.
Yeah.
But that's anything now. All bands are charging it because you can't sell albums anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, honestly, I don't mind like supporting in that sense because I'm not paying for the most part for albums.
Yeah, nobody sells records anymore. That's why concerts got so expensive.
Yep.
But hopefully see you guys out there. We got a bunch of silly shit. I want to start off with this. We've been following Gypsy Rose Blanchard for quite a bit of time.
Familiar.
That ass chick?
No. Gypsy is the girl.
Face that looks like the ass that you're imagining. Yeah.
Her and her very doofy boyfriend killed her mom.
Okay.
Who had Eminem's mom disease, Munchausen by proxy.
Yeah, she kind of, like, not deserved it, but had it coming, perhaps.
Yeah, and the mom said she was younger than she was, that she was retarded, had cancer, she had her teeth removed, a feeding tube put in, shaved her head. She tortured.
Pretty brutal,
Now, as some of the details have continued to come out, they might have been in on it together.
The mom and the daughter?
There's a lot of footage of her FaceTiming now with the boyfriend where she very clearly is aware of how old she is, that she doesn't have she acts like she didn't know and that the mom was keeping her.
Right.
It seems like they were running a few scams.
Yeah, no matter what, I don't have really a ton of empathy for the mom.
Yeah, of course. She's a bad lady. So she's been out of jail. She's married a dude, right, Shannon?
She's got a kid.
Yeah, she married, divorced, and then got back with a guy she was engaged to earlier, had a baby with him.
Oh. Okay.
So,
what's she look like?
It's been a whirlwind.
No, she's got kind of a funky looking face.
That's right,
face.
You're saying this.
Yeah.
She looks like Foghorn Leghorn's nephew.
Yeah, the little
you know
little
what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It beats his ass every chance he gets.
And she's kind of does the baby voice thing. Yeah,
this is her
you
before.
Oh, that's her before.
She's
that's
had,
before
she's had a
she
whole
was.
Glow up.
What's the guy look like?
Well, she's on the left or the right.
Yeah. But this is before she got. Now she's doing her best.
Okay.
I wouldn't have recognized her from either of these images. I think I must have seen like a transitionary period of her.
She
looks okay actually. In that,
I have said, I don't think evil stops with a generation. I think there's something that lives in you, and you got to fight it.
Right.
But I think this girl has it's nature nurture, whatever you want to say. She might don't got that evil in her, or she might have been abused to the point where her morals could be corrupted easily.
Yeah.
And there is a video now circulating of her messaging her baby daddy, and I got to tell you. I think another murder's on the way. I think if this lady gets through life without another body on her, I will be shocked. Because the crazy's in there, Shannon.
Wait till you see the entire video that Gypsy Rose Blanchard allegedly recorded and made for her baby daddy slash boyfriend, Ken, over what sounds to be like another woman. Now, it's crazy that this video is now coming out because Ken's sister also just posted a video today talking about the headboard video. If you don't know what the headboard video is, apparently there's a video, picture, or something out there where Ken's side of the bed has a big X slash through it that Gypsy used a KNIFE over his side of the bed because she was not happy about something that had happened. Now, this said headboard video has not been released, but Ken's sister said that she has seen it.
Yes, there was a video sent to my brother from Gypsy. Upset.
Pause. Why does this girl have a red nose like Cindy Lopez? So, yes, Gypsy has apparently sent her slashing the headboard that the girl slept in, that she thinks slept with her baby daddy. And now, Shannon, we don't have the whole video of her just going bananas, do we?
It's coming.
Okay, great.
Doing some things to his headboard.
This part needs a whole separate video for itself. And a lot of people do not believe that this said video existed, which is why I think this video is released, because this is a whole separate video that she recorded of herself mad at Ken destroying something of his.
She's having a real hard time with that scissor.
Yeah, she is. This is what she needed the other guy for.
She looks speeding it up, makes her look just silly.
Pussy's got to be great, though.
Yeah.
I bet that thing grips.
I mean, if you go back to her, right? This is the same guy who's before, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, yeah. it's the guy that she divorced. She went back to him. It's not
so he started, I believe, dating her when she was in prison, right?
Yes.
Which already.
Yeah. I mean, everyone deserves everything involved in any of this.
You are playing with fire, but that's got to be part of the appeal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm getting some crazy pussy.
But once that's out, yeah.
You know,
it's just been marinating in there.
Yeah, don't. You can't leave it in. But I bet she's the kind of girl that fucking leg locks you like it's a jujitsu match and makes you fucking dumping her.
I would understand this for Casey Anthony, honestly.
Yeah. You've seen, very different.
Casey's been walking around. Casey was shopping the other day.
Just give me a shot, Casey, please.
Jenny, can you bring?
I don't care. I don't want
new
kids.
Paparazzi photos of her walking around.
I never wanted kids. I know exactly. I can forget.
There was me and Fanga talked about it a while ago. There was video of her at Disney walking around, and dude, Casey Anthony's got a fucking dumper on her.
I bet
she is caked.
Yeah,
up.
Dude. I don't care. It's all that Chirrell.
Here she is.
She's beautiful. Oh, come on, move. Very blurry. Are you filming me? Yeah. She spazzes sometimes too. But she,
how would you not? That's like seeing Bigfoot. You got to take your camera out of Casey. I would ask her for a picture. I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
I'd ask her out, dude. I'd pretend I don't know who she is.
Like, what are you going to do tonight?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
You want to go swimming? You a babysitter? What's up?
Let's go in the woods.
What's up, girl? How's your relationship with your father?
And your lawyer.
Yeah. God bless her. All right. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. That's right. Stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time and you don't even know what's in there. When you go to YoKratom.com today, they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas. If you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account, but if you use Kratom for one of its many, many benefits, there's only one place in the world, and there's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. $60 for a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door. So check them out today, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. All right, let's get back into the program. Let's do a story, and then we'll look at some gross shit. But let's start with this. We have a running, I don't know, I guess segment on the show of different things that have happened to people in India due to a lack of safety regulations. It's like somebody dared them to find new ways to die. They're like, you know, we're bored. Can you guys just really just, it's like the game Lemmings. Mm. Like you just can't. You can't keep them alive.
Yeah, the disregard for human life is astounding.
And this is a fun one. Indian man dies after having sex using epoxy adhesive instead of a condom.
Oh, no. It melted through? That's a thin membrane down there.
He glued his cock hole shut.
No. We don't have video.
Shannon?
No, Shannon can't be video.
You know what's crazy is he was responsible enough to want to use protection. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, he had the foresight to want to not have a pregnancy, but not to not
but
lose
not,
dick
shit. He had to go. That's a full ball decision.
That's misreading the package. Next to each other.
Yeah, something. But also maybe it's like worked a bunch of times. You know what I mean? Like this time it went wrong.
It's entirely possible. I definitely know a gentleman who tried saran wrap in a rubber band.
Uh huh.
And got that girl pregnant. She stopped coming to school after that. Shout out O'Neal. Somebody keeps commenting on Instagram that I make up all my stories. And it's really, it hurts my feelings. Because I would make up much better stories.
Yeah. The saran wrap is a thing that I feel like kids in high school would try. You know?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah. I've never heard of people doing that. I've heard of a kid claiming to put it in a chip bag. And I was like, that makes no sense. But he said it. You know what I mean?
Like, did he?
I don't think. No, he said he tried. And I was like, that doesn't even. That's like. Like what it, your stuff can get, like yeah. You said in your dick hole, it's like you can get salt and vinegar in there. And
I would use a Pringles. I would use one of the short Pringles. Give her the old hi, how are you?
You know what? You know what? Someone commented on the other videos that they think my hair is fake.
Really?
Yeah, they said they get a hair piece, get a better hair piece. I was just like, I didn't put anything in it that day, dude. Sorry.
Yeah,
you're actually going back. I see you're trimming up.
Yeah, I know. I got a haircut today. So.
I'm jealous. I wish I had that. I feel like I don't look. I look like my most bald with these cameras.
No, you look great, dude.
No, thanks. You're good. It's you're being overly critical.
Yeah.
This guy just keeps commenting. He's like, I know everything you say is made up. You know, you don't have one interesting story. And then he's like, you're really funny, but you know, your stories suck. Like, all right. And then I go on his page. He's got a picture with me. Saying what a nice guy I am. And it's like, I'm like, dude, just stop listening. And he's like, you show up on all my favorite shows. Then fucking don't listen.
I fucking love you. I can't help it, man.
I just kiss you. Shannon, am I a bad storyteller?
No. And it's also that guy, because I saw that comment earlier, and it was a comment on your Instagram page for this show. So he is choosing to view your content and be an asshole about it.
Yeah, it just drives, like, I don't have the time to watch the stuff I like. I don't know how people fit it in a day. They hate watch. Sure. Do I find a few things? Yes, but usually it's because we're in a group and we're laughing at how bad somebody's bombing in their special to Stan produced. But I swear you hear a fart. So let's hear about this Indian guy.
Yeah. Okay, so is this guy, he's 25 with his fiance. They were in the hotel room. They were also doing some sort of drugs. It seems like they were sniffing glue. And in one of the other articles I read, they said a whitener.
This is a lower caste Indian.
is that like a whitener or whitening strips?
I'm not sure.
Or whiteout.
Oh, maybe white out. Mm. Yeah, so they were like sniffing some stuff.
I think you can sniff white out.
Yeah, sure.
And so they said they didn't have protection, so they decided to use the adhesive to make sure she didn't get pregnant. They found him in the hotel room the next day, in a very bad state, and then he was hospitalized, but then died. So they feel like the doing the drugs didn't help, but putting it on the penis like helps it to get into the bloodstream quicker. And he died due to multiple organ failure.
Wow. So what exact? He probably had a piss too in it,
right?
Oh, it
probably like
wasn't
septic,
the load.
Basically,
it was probably he probably exploded.
Right. Well, it's the what is the shit in your piss? The shit in your piss. The what is it? Is ammonia?
I don't know. It can't be good.
No idea.
It can't. It has to hurt like ammonia. Don't you just cut the tip of your dick off?
I don't know.
Maybe he really got in there.
I mean, I've peeled crazy glue off my fingertips. It's not that big a deal, you know.
Maybe he really got in there though.
Yeah.
Maybe he really.
Oh, God, what a way to go.
Brutal.
Because what I immediately thought was just on the outside, and then you squeeze the tip.
Yeah, or you do a tracheotomy and like cut a little tube on the side. Yeah.
Ooh. I think maybe he took the applicator and put it in the inside. There you go.
I'm pulling them tight right now, dude.
All
right.
So we got
But he got one last nut. You know?
Yeah,
he got one last nut.
So we got two different hand videos that fucked me up this week. Oh, and because I like sharing my tragedy. The other day, Mrs. Amico and I were laying in bed and she heard me go, ah! And she goes, what? And I just turned her to the phone and she goes, ah! And this was man's fingers falling off.
Just falling off?
I'm going to assume this is a result.
Look, you can pull it off.
No, right, not these. Oh, God. Oh, it's like a crackhead thing.
Just gangrene.
Yeah, sepsis.
Pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like frostbite.
You got to take them off. Yeah.
Yeah, he can't feel that at all is the thing. It hurts us more than him, I bet.
Pull it off.
Oh, my God, dude. Why would they tell him to do it, though? Wouldn't you just be like, yo, go to the doctor and have them pull it off?
This hurts me more than it hurts you.
Let me see.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah,
Eat it.
At least sell it.
What did he do? Yeah, that's some disease. Or
I would imagine.
Completely untreated. Yeah, gangrene, diabetes.
Yeah.
Diabetes, for sure.
Isn't that the worst when you're on the train and you'll accidentally make eye contact with a guy's legs and they're moving from the inside?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Looks like a Resident Evil creature, dude. Yeah. I know the feeling.
It is. Oh, boy. What is that?
T-virus?
What? No, what's the thing? Shannon, what's the bug that is it like, I want to say chiggers.
Yeah,
I'm not being.
Of course you do, Zach.
Yeah, you want to say it.
That's what I call black people in China. No, is it something like that, Shannon?
What's the full question you're asking? Sorry.
What's the it's like a bug that homeless people get that's in their legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not mites. That's just a fucking.
Yeah, but you can see, like, physically see them moving.
Yeah, dude.
I want to say it's chiggers.
Just hit them with a flamethrower, dude.
There's a worm also.
Scabies?
Yes,
scabies.
Thank you.
Scabies.
Damn, Zach.
I was close. And now we have another one. As a fat person, I think especially this bothers me. Ring stuck on finger.
Oh no!
Oh,
you gotta go. Oh God!
By the way, is he down a finger already?
He's already down one.
He waited way too long.
Way too long. That finger. Oh, nope.
No, he's not down one.
He's got five. That was just hitting.
It's almost cracked too.
Oh,
just put a screwdriver in there.
Yeah, dude. There's some.
Wait, there's a leg gone too.
That's just laziness.
I mean, honestly, the impressive thing is the rest of him that is still put together.
Yeah. What is
what happened? Yeah, how?
It's like Elephant Man, but with a finger.
That's horrendous, dude. I get so afraid of...
The ring's cracked.
Yeah.
Honestly, the most impressive part is that's a married man right there.
Yeah.
You got to let it crack, and then after
his wife won't let him take it off. She doesn't want him going out getting pussy. No.
She loves that finger,
yes,
actually.
She does. I get so afraid of... So I wear the rubber one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Because I come from machine workers.
Yep.
And my dad always... Now, I think he liked also just being able to be a little fast and loose with the wedding ring. Uh-huh. But my dad was, you know, we in our family we wear the stretchy ones, and he's like, one day you will know why. And I opened up a text for my dad a few years ago, and all the text said was, "This is why we don't wear metal rigs." And it was one of the guys at his shop jumping off the back of a truck.
Right.
It had mesh on the back of it. Ring got caught. He lands on the ground.
The thing.
And it was the aversion thing. So it went
gloved.
It gloved the whole. It was up to his fingernail, and it was just bone.
Oh, fuck my ass, dude.
And it wasn't like a crazy act. He just jumped off the back. Oh, okay, hold on. I'll be there in a second. Vup.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude.
And there's no like putting the peel back on the banana.
No, they just
like there's no. Yeah, there's no.
You go to the doctor. They
can't
wrap
like,
it
skin
up, right?
Graft it.
Oh fuck my
this
ass!
Was so much worse. Yeah, it was all crunched up at the end.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
That's what
I didn't like that at all.
Jimmy Fallon do that to himself?
Right. Yeah, there was something like that.
I'm sure he wasn't hammered.
He was also probably fast and loose with the ring.
Yeah, I'm sure he wasn't completely shithoused.
Yeah.
Oh, would you look at that?
I haven't heard that about him at all. I think he did it on the banister in his house. But he had like a full, because I think they saved it.
Yeah.
But he had like a full cast for a while.
Yeah, he had a little more resources than your average mechanic.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say. But that's got to be a tough day.
Yeah.
Because then you go to the hospital, when they say sit down and fill out this form, like, I'm looking at my bones, lady.
Yeah. Brutal.
All right. So I have a history on this show of falling for AI. I am, I believe there's a medical term for it, dumb as fuck.
A boomer?
Yeah, I am a fucking moron. And so now I'll just send Shannon something and be like, wait till the show to tell me if it's AI or not.
You got to just ask AI.
Well, I have Shannon.
Yeah.
I have Shannon to tell me I'm stupid. So on this edition of How Dumb Is Zach, this is Giant Bat.
I always check the comments if I think I'm being duped. Yeah, Zach, this looks like from Cabin in the Woods, dude.
I gotta be honest with you, watching it now, it does look like a deleted scene from the Underworld movie.
Yeah. But it's a great prosthetics,
it's
honestly.
It's cool as shit.
It does look cool.
Shannon, it's AI, right?
Yes. And that's, I'm pretty sure, don't scream like that.
But they have sonar.
Yeah. Welcome to my lair.
Maybe he was trying to speak bat for I'm AI.
Yeah, he's freaking out. He doesn't know where he is, Shannon. God.
No, the biggest bat is like the cute face little fox looking bats.
Okay.
And the biggest one ever is a 5 foot wingspan, but their body is like less than a foot tall.
Okay.
Oh, they don't have the thing we have where your like height matches your...
No, yeah, no. All right. Well, here's a fun one. I thought this was very... And we're going to have a body cam thing coming up. So, Shannon, start warming up your hooch. I think we are going to find out in our lifetime that our Hank Scorpio, like from The Simpsons, our supervillain, we let Bill Gates get a pass. I think secretly Bill Gates might be the real man behind the curtain.
The man behind Epstein?
I have a distinct feeling. And I base that, I think he knows or is planning a cataclysmic event.
Oh, yeah?
You're not the only one. There's chatter of these things on the internet.
Like a worldwide cataclysmic event.
Like a pandemic or something.
Because if you look at the map of if the oceans rise, what will be left? And you look at the map of the farmland Bill Gates' companies have been buying. He is very clearly basing those purchases off of a worldwide event where the ice caps melt and we lose a bunch of land. And I think he has research or ahead knowledge, and he is not sharing it because he wants to be the guy that owns all the food.
Him and China. I think China's been buying up similar farmland.
And I read this thing about Bill Gates today that I thought was very telling, because they always say he dresses down.
Right.
Not fancy sneakers. And it's, you always go, oh, that's because he's an every guy. Right. Bill Gates has been plotting to base his outfits off of Mr. Rogers so that people find him more acceptable and not evil, and they think he's a nice guy, and used a customized mannequin to test boring potential outfits. Shannon?
Yeah, so, sorry, I just ran peed, so I didn't hear exactly what you said. But, so he used a team of stylists to make him as likable as possible. And, like, here's like, one image of his, like, soft colors, neutral tones, sweater over, button down, to make him look like Mr. Rogers. Even though Mr. Rogers had a very bright colored sweater here.
I'm sure he said that, but, you know, tone it down. I don't want to upset people.
Yeah. And then they said that for any, like, public appearance, they would have to bring, like, three different options for him. So they would have, like, the mannequins, three different options for him to choose from.
I think there is a supervillain in there.
I see it.
That we are going to, I think, within maybe the next generation, because he will live on.
Think so?
Like he will be
like
one of the first
robot body.
He will make himself AI, or he will transfer his consciousness into something that lasts forever. And I think he will be the guinea pig to do it.
It's possible. That did you see that interview with his wife talking about like the stuff about him asking Epstein for a pill to drug her?
No, please.
I know about that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But like they interviewed his wife afterwards, and that was like probably the most damning part is that she left it like very open ended. Like, my husband and I had troubles. And like, if I remember correctly, like she didn't deny that, like any of that. You know what I mean? She kind of left him hanging, which means either it's true or like that she just really fucking hates him because she didn't do him any favors.
My other favorite Bill Gates clip is when they bring up Epstein. This is a while ago, too. They bring up Epstein to him, and he's like, well, I mean, like, yeah, look what happened to that guy. I mean, I don't want to speak ill, but, like, he's not around anymore, you know? So, like, I don't know. He's basically insinuating, like,
right.
Hey, I don't, you know, I don't want to associate you sure? with him. He's dead, so, you know, I might, you know.
And like, he's also know. Very yeah. politely going, I mean.
Yeah.
He was murdered.
Exactly. He's insinuating like, hey, he was murdered.
You and, sure you want to go down
yeah,
this
you
path?
You want to go down this path type thing? And you're like, okay. But he's a nerd about it too, so it still isn't that threatening, but you're like, well, it doesn't have to be. He has all the money.
I've heard like there's a lot of legitimate like medical establishment people and others that just don't like the fact that he meddles in all that shit, basically. Yeah. Like, even if you argue that like he's trying to do good, even those people would be like, I get it, but also, like, just fun shit. And, like, you don't need to be the decision maker with this kind of stuff.
He likes the power part of it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
They all do. Like, Musk is like that. They want to be famous and cool, but it's like, dude, you're not. Nah, you're a piece of shit. You're a scumbag.
Do you guys remember the Woz dated Kathy Griffin?
Who's the Woz?
Wozniak.
Steve Wozniak.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Right. Kathy Griffin.
Oh, when
Did
Kathy
really?
Griffin had her reality show, The D-List, was it?
Yeah.
She was dating Steve Wozniak.
Wow. And Woz is definitely the better of the pair.
Yeah,
right?
He was the actual architecture. Right. Like, he was the one who did this, made this stuff.
And seemed less, like, kind of business hungry to dominate everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he genuinely enjoys...
He just dominated Kathy Griffin's pussy.
Yeah, he did. Okay, I'm going to go out on... And I know everyone's going to go, oh, she's a liberal cunt or whatever. I hate this whole people's politics deciding whether or not a lady is pretty.
Uh-huh.
The True. People that say fucking AOC isn't hot...
Yeah, or Tommy Lauren.
You got to fucking check yourself, dude. AOC...
Yeah.
Is a piece.
Is anyone saying AOC is not hot?
So yeah, many yeah. Republican oh, yeah. dudes would be like, lose horse face, bitch.
No.
Yeah. Dude, so mad. She's like Rosario Dawson. Yeah. She's so hot.
No, she's obviously dude. Very conventionally beautiful.
Yeah.
And you know? So many dudes will be like, just ugly, crazy woman.
Oh, she's in great shape.
And
she's
I would say too, so up yeah. until a certain wall that Kathy Griffin was very fuckable. If not very hot.
I don't know if she was ever like pretty in the face per se.
Yeah, but she was
But
a
she
party.
Kept herself, yeah, great body, kept herself
kept
in good
herself in very good,
good
shape.
Yeah.
Up until I would say 2010s.
Yeah.
She's got a little I think she's also had health stuff.
Yeah, yeah. She had a bunch of
She's probably
Trump
had work done though
that.
Also, right?
Yeah.
I would guess a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. but I hate this whole like defining a woman's politics as her like I don't care.
Right.
Not at
right.
all.
Like, can we stop pretending Liz Cheney's not hot?
Yeah, yeah. I've lied to women in the middle of a date. They're like, who'd you vote for? And I already looked at their Instagram. I'm like, you know, whatever you did. Like, they don't know, but I say it.
Dude,
who cares?
I don't think we talk about John McCain's daughter having giant tits enough.
John McCain.
Yeah, she's got some fucking honkeroos.
I'd have to look again.
Am I wrong about that, Chan?
I just know her as the Tim Dillon thing. So
what happened with her and Tim Dillon?
He impersonated her.
Yeah, so, that's what I see.
I remember right around when he died, there were pictures of her and she had some fucking bubbly bubblies.
Busted him out for the funeral.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. Of course.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I see a little bit of Dick Cheney in the face there.
Well, it's John McCain.
John McCain, rather, in the face there. Mix the two of them up, but, you know.
I've had way worse. I'll do it, dude.
And I'll go hottest political relative, Ben Shapiro's sister.
You beat me to it.
She's good looking.
I
didn't consider
she's got
him too.
That is the kind of woman you want her while you're having sex to say, breed me.
Yeah. Or just like, yeah, grab your face and just, yeah.
Yeah, that is. That, just a man. What's her friend? Is it Abby?
Who cares? What her
yes,
name is.
Abby.
That, oh.
That's actually a very nice picture of her, but it's not.
It actually makes her tits look not as big in this photo because they're enormous.
That's a disrespectful tit picture of the Ben Shapiro sister.
That was like a picture you'd show me in the car and and be like, she's driving me, dude. We did a show in Connecticut, and now like she called me an asshole. She called all my friends. She started a mic called the I Hate Alex mic. Then she calls me to talk shit about you, and I have to fucking okay. And then I go right to you because I have no loyalty.
Did it sound really like just... I still got a shot though? Jeez.
Hey man, what?
just boys being boys.
Don't blame a hound for chasing foxes, dude.
Yeah, dog will hunt, dog. All right, hey guys, real quick, you ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show. Shannon, this one's for you. Officers shoot suspect after being struck with machete.
Just before we start, there's something just a little bit misleading there.
Oh, no.
But no, still great video, still. Still great video. But the officer was not struck with a machete before he shot him.
Okay.
Relax.
Love a good deep green house.
Also, just in case you can't see it, it showed a little bit previous to this in another clip, but then it was cut off. He's like holding a child.
Oh, good.
He has a machete and a child.
It's okay.
Pause. Is he going to juggle? Because that would be a great... If you had two machetes and a baby, that's a fucking act.
That's an act, for
that's
sure.
That's top of fucking America's Got Talent. Shannon?
It's like a scene from The Raid.
Go, go, go!
Move! He's a good cop.
I was about to say, did they hit the door or did he hit the door?
I can't even tell what's happening.
Yeah.
Also, what's up with that gun? Why does it have a whole orange thing on the
back? I think that's a thing to break
breach.
I thought orange meant it's a fake gun. Well,
I think it was just to breach the door.
Go, 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 go.
Yeah, see, he's got the...
I think it's a less lethal option. Like,
Yeah.
So the orange does mean it's not a...
Yeah, pepper.
Like a beanbag gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like the gun they're supposed to use on the baby.
So it's inside where the guy charges them, and then he stabs an officer after he was already shot.
This is for real. Like, anyone played the game Ready or Not?
Yeah.
It's just like it, man. Yep, non-lethal. Now he's down. Yeah. They pit him with some beanbags or pepper.
And with the taser.
Nice. These cops, dude. Having a great time. Except for the one who got hit. The other ones are like, dude, this is fucking awesome. This is all I signed up for. Smash a door, shoot a guy. Let's
I gotta
go.
Tell you, to have the wherewithal after somebody hit your officer with a machete to still non-lethal him.
Yeah.
Guys, can we start giving out awards for the ones that do it right?
Yeah.
Right.
Like, listen, I understand there's a huge disparity and it's an issue and we need to punish the ones that do it wrong. But can we just go, hey,
yeah,
way to go, boy. Protocol, what was established, and boys, everybody kept a calm head. We saved the baby, and you non-lethally took it. Who, listen, lesson learned, don't swing a machete at a cop.
Yeah. Just by FYI, the guy did still die from the gunshot wounds.
All right, well.
Well,
you know what? Not out of them not trying.
Yeah, I mean, dude, that's what happens, man. You swing a machete at a cop and they shoot you. It's like,
right. We give attempted murder. How about attempted not murder?
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Guys, we gave it a good try.
They did their best. Shannon?
I think they did a great job. Look at
the still, the baby just like, hey!
It's like Michael Jackson. It really is.
That is wild, dude.
And none of the kids were hurt.
Oh, good. Yeah, then
another great. Dude, happy ending. Where are people getting machete? Are they just have machetes at
Walmart for sure.
That's crazy.
I have one as one of my personal
for, like,
weapons
camping
at home.
How big is it?
This.
Oh, I remembered.
Shannon, keep doing that, but like keep going like this and that. And, you know.
I just remembered. I also have a sword.
I got a dagger in my room.
Like I have a sword with my face on it that a fan sent. You know what? Everybody did their best. By the way, I've been watching gameplay of Ready or Not. It's too stressful for me to play.
It is stressful.
The one in the gay nightclub that's just the pulse shooting.
All the cell phones going off.
This a video game?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like a SWAT team game.
Yeah.
And they have one level that's very obviously supposed to be
the Pulse nightclub
shooting.
Wow.
After, yeah. And you're going in after.
I remember reading an article where
they said to finish them off.
Yeah. that they said the haunted thing,
Hannibal directive at Pulse nightclub.
Yeah. The thing that haunted a lot of the cops was all the bodies on the floors, phones were going off with people calling saying, "Are you okay?"
Jeez.
And they said when you play the level in the game, you're just walking through the club and everyone's phones are going off on the floor.
Wow. And it's distracting too because you're trying to hear footsteps and stuff. Oh, it's so good. It's such a good game.
Yep, here we go.
Great game. And you kill a lot of pedophiles in this game, too.
Open and clear. We're going to get into that next.
Oh, it's so good, dude. It's a brutal, brutal shooter.
Great work, Andrew Ding. Keep it up. Secured.
But people will, like, be hiding behind stuff. They'll shoot you, or they'll put their hands up when you go to arrest them. They'll pull a knife out and they'll stab you. Oh, it's so much fun.
So here were there multiple shooters at Pulse Nightclub? I thought it was
no,
one
just
guy.
One.
But in this, there's like multiple,
yeah.
Like loosely based on it.
Yeah, you have to tell civilians to like get on the ground. Oh, it's so much fun. I always usually just shoot.
Why are they arresting?
Because you just have to detain her so she's not a threat. You have to make sure she's not a threat.
Jeez, you just got through the shooting and now you gotta get
so
zip tied.
Yeah. Exactly.
In your undies.
Yeah, it's the best game, dude.
I mean, it's not just a club. They got a little bathhouse in here.
It's also extremely difficult. If you get shot like once, you're dead.
And now there's a level where you're just breaking up a child pornography ring.
A few different ones, yeah.
And, wow. But it'll be like a bloody child's mattress with a camera in front of it is one of the rooms.
And then the guy will be like, "I surrender." And you're like, just fuck you, dude. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you know what on that one?
Yeah.
There's nobody there?
Yeah. Well, you're on camera, so your SWAT guy would be like, "Lieutenant, hold your fire. It's too lethal." I don't care. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
It's pretty funny.
Mm. All right. Shannon, with this next woman, with the California woman left with injuries, can we show them the injuries and then they can guess what did it?
Give me one second.
Here we go. So this is a California woman who got pretty beat up. And I thought you guys could maybe guess the culprit.
Okay.
So I will give you the hint, not a person.
Okay. This is a Spencer Pratt ad, right?
Yes. This is a woman who got her shit rocked. And I want you to guess maybe what did it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pitbull or monkey?
It's a nose?
Nose, black eye.
She also had to get multiple stitches on her hand.
Aha. Uh-huh. I feel like Pitbull, there'd be more open wounds.
Yeah, maybe. A Pitbull would, she'd be in way worse shape. Unless it just got her once, then that makes sense. Maybe a Chihuahua, maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't seen like a monkey beats up owner story.
A lot of people are having pet raccoons nowadays. Fuck.
All right, I will give you another clue. Not a fuzzy animal.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but that takes... Our monkeys are fuzzy, I guess.
Yes.
Shit.
A bald cat.
A parrot, maybe?
You're getting closer.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking...
An eagle?
An eagle.
Split the difference.
Yeah, one the condor, the one that's you.
A chicken? Because chickens
you're
can be vicious.
You're getting very close.
A rooster.
A fawn.
A duck.
You're
a goose.
Red hot.
Goose.
Red hot.
Goose, duck, chicken.
Think other meals.
Right. Goose,
turkey.
Duck,
bang!
Hey!
Wow, yeah.
This can be
peasant.
11th century after being attacked by wild turkeys.
I believe it.
Shannon, give us a story.
What was she doing, though? Her face looks kind of mean. Like, what was she doing to those turkeys?
She was chasing them with cranberry sauce.
So she's 83, and she was just walking around her neighborhood when two of them attacked her from behind, which sent her crashing to the ground. She broke her glasses, the palm of her hand, her thumb. She bled in her nose. But they do say that I pass turkeys every day and a turkey has never bothered me.
I've heard, there goes the neighborhood. Turkeys moved in.
But they say that it's springtime now, so it's kind of mating season, so they're a little bit more aggressive. But they were trying to file some sort of report with the city to like do something about the turkeys. And they're like, it's like we could do something if it was someone's dog, but we can't do it about just like wildlife in the area. So you're just healing.
They're like little Deinonychus, dude. They run up on you.
It's got to be hard not to laugh. If you're sitting at the table.
Watching someone get the shit beaten out of
Or no, just turkeys. That's your grandma. And she's sitting there all fucked up. It's like, grandma got attacked by. That's got to be a funny Thanksgiving. Every time you walk in, you're like, are you okay? You nervous?
Any turkeys in the
street?
You call
grandma's revenge?
Yeah, that's. I was about to say, that's an easy vengeance because the turkeys aren't quick. Could walk right up on them and just.
Get one, yeah. Me and Doug Yerim trade videos of turkeys getting. It's these guys have these arrowheads that look like little axes.
Oh yeah.
And me and Doug Yerim send each other videos all the time of turkeys just be like, bloop, bloop, and then just got just nothing. Yeah. All right.
Really rub it in. Get that turkey a pardon from the president.
We got two more things I want to do real quick. This one was just fucking hilarious. I haven't seen a good one of these in a while. Stunning video shows body fall out of bottom of casket at funeral as mourners scream.
This is just good old-fashioned fun.
This is just...
slapstick.
That's the meme.
Right, the dance...
the Ugandans.
Yeah, right.
Where's the sound?
They just put the casket on top of it.
Oh, God, no.
Whoop. What are the bottom? What is this thing made of? Fucking paper mache?
Yeah, ooh. Came right out. Ooh, yeah, that's thin wood.
That looks like cardboard.
Yeah.
Shit's IKEA casket.
Yeah. That's baby blue casket, too. This is a black funeral to the bone, dude.
Dude, the baby blue casket is such a great note.
Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Oh, man, he's got a casket to match his shoes and hat.
You got to coordinate.
I was showing people before, one of my favorite Instagram follows is a place that does wraps for cars and caskets.
Uh-huh.
And cars it and is caskets. Full, like, photos of the person. Like with clouds and stuff behind them. And it is not a lot of old people. Yeah. It'll be like, you know, D-Ray.
Not a lot of white
1992.
People.
1992.
Yeah. It's like the wire.
Yeah. And then it'll be him be like, make that money.
Yeah. They're all
dollar,
like
dollar, dollar in heaven, y'all. Yeah. Then there's a few where it'll be chicks. And it'll just be sad. They'll be like 19.
Angel dot went to heaven this day.
Yeah. And the idea of getting the coffin wrapped is pretty crazy. Because it's just going in the dirt. Just spend it on the tombstone.
Right.
Yeah. Have that.
Shannon, you don't have that by chance, do you?
The coffin wraps?
Yeah.
So I hold on, I found a couple of them.
It's got to be so expensive, too, just because everything's so
Yeah, it's
got to
be retarded.
Funerals.
Yes, dude. Yes, with his big old like mutant hands. That rules.
Oh, yeah, that boy ain't right.
Yeah. Either that's like
the wrap got stretched.
Yeah, it got stretched, or that he has like fucking the boy's disease or something.
All right, that's kind of sick.
That was like when they dip it. Like
this is like what Prince's casket should look like.
It looks like I like the purple, and it's dark purple, like a you know, like a carnival.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, dude.
It's other.
Yes, that's sick. That's what I want. That would be me, dude. All the chicks will come to my funeral with that.
It's also like someone making that decision on their behalf. You know, like they're too young. They didn't have a will yet that asked for a fucking wrapped casket. That's their like little brother.
Jesus
Put
Christ.
Spider-Man on it.
Yeah. The Mets colors are real.
Now she got nice legs. You got to put the legs on the casket.
Oh, no, it's a Florida Gators casket. I thought it was Mets colors. Forgive me.
Yeah, no, it's wild.
Oh, these people God. Really like football.
Yeah. Now, are there any white ones, Shannon? Any ones with white people on them?
I mean, maybe the Spider-Man one was.
Any golf ones? No, Spider-Man's been, you know, he's... You know,
oh, wait, I found a white one.
He's been co-opted.
I found a white one. Hold on. Here you go.
Yeah, it's as corny as
I thought. That's so sad.
It's so much worse.
That's like, Jesus.
That's like somebody made that in like an art. That's decoupage.
Yeah. They kept the wood part,
right, because it's got the wood paneling to match their
Hey, we
pan.
Paid for the good wood. Yes. Make sure it shows. Somebody made that in their shop and was very proud of it. Man. Let's do one or two more, Shannon.
Pull them up.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That girl's a slut, dude.
Is that a hijab?
No. Yeah. Oh, maybe not then.
No.
No way they would do that to a girl in a hijab. The uncles would freak out at that funeral. What is this?
That's fucking nuts, dude. Thank God. I mean, one thing. Right.
They all died? Oh, my God.
They're going on tour.
They saved a lot of money.
Yeah. This looks like the posters for a Barclays comedy show on Fulton Street.
Yeah, that's that the only person missing from that is Jacob Williams.
Hello. We're here for the Black Family Dad. I didn't know that well, obviously.
Shout out Big Pookie and Little Ray Ray for putting me on the funeral.
I did bring potato salad for.
Dude, these
shout
are
out Jacob Williams.
Classless.
I thought that was a fucking air hockey table.
That would be a great thing to do with your body. If you could get a clear top.
Oh, yeah. Just...
And you make an air hockey table out of it.
Yeah, get formaldehyde in there like Lennon.
Yeah, dude, that would rule.
Oh, that got me good.
That would be so much fun.
Custom pinball game with, like, your body inside there.
Yes, oh, yeah, dude. That would be fun as shit, dude.
Yeah, your head comes out if you hit the, like, center too much. Ooh.
Dude, these are fucking gross. All right, one more thing, and this really made me laugh. And it's not... Okay, it is what it is, which is this is a Norwegian guy who claims he was, Shannon, if I'm wrong, correct me, left in India.
Oh, yeah, he's got the thick accent.
And raised Indian. And A, it's very funny to just watch a fat white guy do the voice. Trust me, I know. It's the head that he does the.
He does the bob. Oh,
he
yeah.
does the. And if it's a nature versus nurture thing. And I don't think he's doing a great impression. I legitimately think...
Oh, no, I think it's legit, yeah.
He is speaking the way... Like, when you meet a white guy that speaks fucking patois or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, or you know what's a big phenomenon for Russians is, like, there's all these, like, Russians that look like Chinese people that I didn't see until, like, I, like, went to a couple funerals or something, like, in my later years and saw, like, distant relatives. Because it's all these, like, you know, like, Uzbekistan or, like, Kazakhstan Russians that are, like...
Forgive my ignorance. Is there, like, a hint of, like... Mongolian or something?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, just once you get Eastern enough Russian, all this overlap between, like, yeah, like all the steppe peoples that kind of.
Yeah, it's like telling the difference
areas.
Between Bigfoot and the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like we were all one thing at one point.
Yeah, but you know.
We were all on the Bering Strait.
Yeah.
We just walked to Oregon.
But they just speak like pure Russian, and you just like do not expect that coming out of their mouth.
Oh yeah, I get weirded out when a black guy has a British accent.
Yeah, French. Yeah.
I never French see too. It coming. Not in a million years. All right, but this guy really fucking tickled my pickle today, Shannon.
Fucking dangerous. There are not any people to just to play around with you.
Like, he'd get in trouble at UCB for doing this in an improv scene.
And I didn't
you know
any better. I was a kid, no.
Pause.
I was left behind here.
What's the fuck's his name? Alex. Who's the super Jewy one man show? Alex.
Edelman.
Alex Edelman yelled at me at an open mic.
For doing an Indian voice.
And he was like, I just need, you know, you're above that. And that brings people down. And I think doing a stereotypical accent on stage like that is really going to keep you from being able to be successful. And now he's got a TV show and Jerry Seinfeld does his one-man show. So I guess he was right.
Maybe, but I bet Seinfeld's done an Indian accent here and there.
Yeah.
What is the deal? I don't know. Comedians in cabs getting coffee angrily.
comedians in tuk-tuks.
Yeah. By the way, unrelated, before we finish this, I call an Uber today. The guy picks me up, and I live in an all-Middle Eastern neighborhood. And I have a thing that happens to me every week or two where I'll get an Uber, and the guy will go, my friend, I have picked you up before. I say, hey, hi, how are you? I'm like, sorry, I got to tip him this time. he goes, my friend, do you remember me? He goes, it's a different car. Last time you were in my car, man hit us in back. Destroy my car. No pay. Oh, my friend, I have this new car. 2 months I have. You like? Tell me all about the car.
Is that true? Do you remember that?
Yep. I do remember getting back. I'm getting rear-ended to this thing. We get in the fucking tunnel. We got rear-ended.
No.
Oh, my God, dude. You're
and
a bad luck
he
charm.
Hit the back. I went, I'm so sorry. I'm bad luck. He goes, no, not your fault. He goes, they always have their phones. And he walks out, and I watch The Clash of the Titans.
Yes. Motherfuck, bitch, motherfucker.
Is it that?
No. Orthodox Jew.
Oh, yeah, that is. That's a,
Arab
that's a
Uber driver.
Combat, yeah.
And dude, the fuck, it was Godzilla versus King Kong and who's paying who for what.
Incredible.
We were at a dead stop. This guy hit us.
And you had to be like, I got a plan how we're going to divide up this situation. Trust me, fellas.
Yeah, he nailed him. And then the Jewish guy got out and he started doing that. He goes, my brother. No. And he goes, I am not your brother.
Yes. But cousins. You guys are cousins, kind
of. To be completely honest. Spin me around a few times. I don't know.
I'm getting in the wrong car.
But I said to the guy, I'm so sorry, man. Please, if I come up again, cancel the ride. Because I can't be in a car with you a third time. If something else happens, it's me.
Jesus.
But that is my fifth time being rear-ended in an Uber in like 2 years.
Jesus.
I don't know why. It just happens to me all the time. All right, let's watch this a little more of this guy, and then we're done.
My fucking mother in jail and father in Norway. Brothers already left. If you guys was not there, people from the slums were not there fucking helping me out, where I would be? I would fucking be somewhere. Maybe my kidneys would have been removed or something. Never know. I'm not even joking about that. Because the fucking lifestyle that I lived around, these people are fucking dangerous. There are not any people to just to play around with. You say the wrong word, you'll fucking get beaten up. That's the kind of people. Yeah, I've done wrong things in life. But that was a survival. It was my life. I couldn't do anything else. I didn't have people to help me. These people...
I want this guy to have a movie so bad. Oh, we got to get a doc on this. I want to know the story.
Yeah.
I want to see childhood pictures. I want to meet the family. That's a feature-length documentary.
There's a book called Shantaram about like an escaped Australian convict who survives in India on his own. This guy could definitely play that guy.
Oh, I want it so bad. And was there a second video of him or no, Shannon?
There's another
yes,
one
I have
saw.
A second
yeah.
One.
Yeah, let's check it out real quick.
Yeah, I've seen this
one. I was lost between borders. Norwegian citizen born in Norway, stuck in India, living on the streets, surviving. Being a tourist guide, smoking on the fucking roads.
It's like, that's real Indian shit.
I want to see him speak like Indian or whatever languages. That's the only way I'll believe it.
The Finnish embassy, when they helped me out of the country, they were supposed to report me to the children's services because I was under 18. Did they do their job? No, they didn't do their job. Thanks to them, I don't have fucking nothing. I even told the Norwegian government once they came back to Norway, I have no school. Then they should have fucking done some kind of research, find out, why don't I have school? What's the reason? No fucking European, at least from a fucking one of the richest countries in the world, don't have fucking schooling. There must be a reason to it. Why they don't do fucking their background check? Because they know they are in the wrong. I was lost.
It's fucking incredible, dude. I could watch this guy talk all day.
Yeah, I would love to hear him speak Hindi, though, for sure.
If you guys know any more, if there's any more clips of this guy pop up, please follow. I want to get this guy to fucking FaceTime in.
Get him on the pod.
Get him on the pod, dog.
Right?
Holy, he just gets hit by a train. All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you so much to my guests, Boris and Alex. And we'll be back this Wednesday here on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop his bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, morning zoo.